Welcome back to Unwritten Lives. Tales of the unexpected. Stories about ordinary lives, quiet choices, and the moments that reveal unexpected truths. Tonight's story is about routine, loneliness, and the surprising strength hidden inside the smallest rituals. This is the gentle power of routine evenings. Every evening at exactly 6:42 p.m., Thomas Reed locked the front door of his apartment. Not 6:40. Not 6:45. 6:42. The habit had become so automatic that he rarely thought about it anymore. He would place his keys in a ceramic bowl near the entrance, remove his jacket, check the mailbox sitting on the small table by the door, and then walk directly into the kitchen. The sequence never changed. For nearly 11 years. If anyone had observed Thomas and Oppos' life from the outside, they might have found it unbearably repetitive. He lived alone in a modest apartment above a pharmacy. Worked as an accountant. Owned no pets. Rarely traveled. His evenings followed almost identical patterns. Dinner at 7. Tea at 8. Reading until 10. Bed shortly after. Nothing remarkable. Nothing dramatic. And yet, Thomas secretly depended on those evenings. More than he realized. Life had not unfolded the way he once imagined. At 25, he thought he would have a family by now. A larger home. Children. Noise. The future had looked crowded with possibility. Instead, years passed quietly. Relationships ended. Plans changed. Opportunities drifted away. Not through tragedy. Simply through time. Eventually, Thomas stopped measuring his life against expectations. Or at least he thought he had. One rainy November morning, his company announced restructuring. The office would close within 6 months. Employees would either relocate or leave. The news unsettled everyone. But for Thomas, the reaction felt strangely larger than it should have. He spent the entire day distracted. Unable to focus. Unable to think clearly. It wasn't an Oppos' just about the job. It was something else. Something harder to name. That evening, he returned home as usual. 6:42 p.m. Keys in the bowl. Jacket on the hook. Mail on the table. Dinner. There. Book. Everything happened exactly as it always had. Yet something felt different. The routine suddenly seemed fragile. Like a structure he had always assumed would remain standing. For the first time in years, Thomas wondered. What would happen if all of this disappeared? The question stayed with him. Days passed. Then weeks. The office closure became increasingly real. People updated resumes. Applied for new jobs. Made plans. Thomas did the same. But each evening, he returned home carrying a strange anxiety. Not about employment. About disruption. He began noticing how much comfort existed inside ordinary repetition. The familiar sound of his kettle heating water. The creak of the floorboard near the kitchen. The way evening sunlight entered through the west-facing window. These things seemed insignificant. Yet together they formed something important. A sense of continuity. Most people think stability comes from major achievements. Successful careers. Financial security. Big life milestones. But often stability comes from smaller things. The ordinary rituals repeated quietly over time. Thomas had never appreciated this before. Because routines are almost invisible while they are working. You only notice them when they are threatened. One Friday evening, while sorting old papers, Thomas found a photograph. It showed him and his younger sister, Emma, sitting on a porch nearly 20 years earlier. Both laughing. Both holding cups of coffee. Emma lived 3 states away now. They spoke occasionally. Not often. Life had become busy. Or perhaps simply habitual. On impulse, Thomas called her. Emma answered, immediately. And quote, "Everything okay?" End quote. He laughed. End quote. "Why would something be wrong?" End quote. End quote. "Because you never call unexpectedly." End quote. They talked for nearly an hour. Nothing important. Work. Weather. Old memories. Family stories. After hanging up, Thomas noticed something unusual. He felt lighter. The evening had not followed its normal pattern. Yet instead of feeling uncomfortable, he felt connected. Alive. This realization surprised him. For years, he had assumed routine and comfort were the same thing. But perhaps comfort came from something deeper. Perhaps routine was only one way of creating it. Weeks later, the office officially closed. Thomas accepted a position with another company across town. Different building. Different co-workers. Different schedule. The first few days felt strange. Disorienting. like walking through a city after someone rearranged all the street signs. Yet each evening, he returned home. Not always at 6:42 anymore. Sometimes later. Sometimes earlier. And slowly, something unexpected happened. The routines adapted. The tea remained. The reading remained. The quiet evenings remained. But they became more flexible. Less rigid. More intentional. Thomas began taking evening walks twice a week. He called Emma every Sunday. Occasionally, he visited a small cafe nearby instead of eating at home. The structure changed. But the feeling remained. One winter evening, nearly a year after the office closure, Thomas sat by the window watching snow fall over the city. His tea cooled slowly beside him. The apartment felt calm, warm, familiar. And suddenly he understood something he had been learning without realizing it. The power of routine had never been about repetition itself. It had been about presence. The routines worked because they created moments where life could settle, where the mind could rest, where ordinary days gain shape. People often underestimate evening routines because they seem small. Making tea, reading a few pages, watering plants, taking a walk, calling someone you care about. None of these things appear impressive. They will never become headlines. No one celebrates them publicly. Yet these small rituals quietly support entire lives. They create stability during uncertainty, comfort during loneliness, structure during change. Most importantly, they remind us that peace is often built from repetition. Not dramatic transformation. Not extraordinary success. Simple consistency. Thomas thought back to the office closure. At the time, it had felt like everything was changing. But now he realized something. The change had not destroyed his life. It had revealed what truly mattered inside it. Not the exact schedule. Not the specific habits. But the intention behind them. The care. The attention. The willingness to create small moments of calm. Outside, snow continued falling. Inside, the apartment remained quiet. Thomas lifted his cup and smiled. Not because life had become perfect. Not because every question had been answered. But because he finally understood something many people spend years searching for. A meaningful life is rarely built from extraordinary moments alone. It is built from ordinary evenings repeated with care. The tea. The book. The phone call. The walk. The silence. Tiny rituals that seem insignificant while they're happening. Yet together become the architecture of a life. That was Unwritten Lives. Tales of the Unexpected. Sometimes we search for dramatic changes to make life better. But perhaps the strongest foundations are built quietly. One evening at a time. One familiar ritual at a time. One gentle moment at a time. Because long after extraordinary events fade into memory, it is often the small routines that continue carrying us forward.